Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. To The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side today and every day, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, and we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We'll be speaking to Lee Tomlinson, author of the book Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare. Lee is a professional patient, as he calls himself. He calls himself Patient Lee, and he's on a crusade, which he documents in his book, about restoring compassion to healthcare. We'll talk to Lee Tomlinson at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase Youngevity products off the websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Or you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for a one-time fee. You can start yourself a home-based business, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll be speaking to Lee Tomlinson, compassion, author of the book Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare. Lee says that data shows that people die because of compassionless care, not merely from medical errors. Interesting. We'll be speaking to Lee at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls next segment. All right, so I know I've been talking about fiber for a long time, flaxseed fiber. I think we're done talking about it. I just want to say one last thing, which is kind of interesting, actually. And like a lot of things in nutrition, it represents a major misunderstanding about how we take care of ourselves from a diet perspective. Most of you guys have heard of something called phytic acid, I'm sure. Phytates and phytic acid have gotten a reputation as being problematic, a problematic molecule in fiber. And indeed, fiber is a source of phytic acid. But as with many things in nutrition, the mythologies and the memes that we tend to believe because we're told or read them on the internet or some authority is promoting it, it's wrong. It's not as cut and dry. Put it that way. Fiber, flaxseed fiber in particular, all fiber, has a magnetic effect on molecules. This makes it very important for detoxifying. This is especially true about insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber probably has this magnetic effect as well, but certainly not as significant as insoluble fiber. This magnetic effect, you guys probably know, is called chelation. Just when you hear chelation, just think of a magnet. Chelate comes from the Greek word claw. So you can just imagine like a crab's claw grabbing onto something. A chelated mineral is a mineral that is attached to something. It's got a claw to something. It's magnetically attracted to something. So you go to the health food store and you buy your chelated selenium or your chelated zinc. What that means is that zinc or that selenium or whatever is the chelating molecule, chelated element is attached to something else magnetically. Well, this happens in the body too, and I've been a big proponent of chelation therapy for many, many years. I had a friend, I still have a friend, who is a doctor. He's 88 years old, and this guy is amazing. He's just got a whirlwind of energy. He's got as much or more energy than people half his age. He's a physician. He's been practicing chelation therapy on himself for decades. Chelation therapy is when they inject something into your bloodstream and it magnetically attracts toxins and poisons and heavy metals out. There's lots of key ways to chelate, to attach to heavy metals and toxins in the body. There's nutrients that have chelating properties. Selenium has chelating properties. One of the reasons why N-acetylcysteine is so valuable is because of its ability to chelate toxins. It's got a lot of benefits, but one of its main benefits is it is a chelating agent. Sulfur has some chelation properties. Vitamin C. You don't hear much about vitamin C as a chelating, promoted for its chelating benefits. Vitamin C's got so many benefits. But chelation, as it turns out, is one of the most important, one of the most beneficial. Well, it turns out fiber also has chelating properties. And especially has chelating properties on estrogen. And this is one of the reasons, among others, there are several reasons why fiber is so important for women, postmenopausal or perimenopausal women to use. Now, we talked about fiber as containing phytoestrogens and lignans. That certainly has a beneficial effect. Fiber has omega-3 fats in it. That has a beneficial effect for peri- and postmenopausal or menopausal women. But fiber also, and also fiber helps clear things out of the bowel. Of course, it improves bowel movements. But fiber also has a magnetic effect on estrogen. It chelates estrogen. And this magnetic effect is at least partially the result of an associated molecule that has a really bad reputation, but unfortunately so, because it's not that cut and dry, as I say. Sometimes memes and myths in nutrition are not so simple. Well, this molecule is called phytic acid, or phytate. Phytate and phytic acid are essentially synonymous. There's a slight difference, but for our purposes, they're essentially synonymous. And it turns out that flax fiber contains this phytate, this phytic acid. And you'll hear sometimes people talking about, oh, you don't want to take your phytic acid with minerals and stay away from phytic acid. It will chelate minerals, blah, 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 blah. Well, they don't tell you it's chelation, but they tell you it'll attach to minerals. Well, it's a chelation effect. It's a magnetic chelation effect. And this magnetic chelation effect can attract calcium and iron and zinc and other elements and make them unavailable for cells. And this is why you hear sometimes that fiber and phytates should be avoided. And it's not necessarily true, because phytates have got some really interesting and valuable properties. For one thing, this magnetic attraction, this chelation property that will chelate nutrients, will also chelate toxins. So you may hear some nutritionists dissing on phytic acid, advising against its intake because it'll chelate nutrients, but this is a simplistic notion because this chelating effect can be beneficial. Yes, it's true that phytates in flax, and pretty much in all seeds, by the way, not just flax, and in grains, can be problematic in terms of tying up various nutritional elements, but they also will chelate toxins and poisons out of the body, including toxic estrogen. Metabolized catechol estrogens, and I've talked about those in the past. I'm not going to talk about that again. But catechol estrogens are super estrogens that have not gone through complete processing in the liver. And phytic acid can help get rid of those. Phytic acid is a chelating agent. Phytic acid is an unbelievably fascinating molecule. You know, I know I'm a little bit of a chemistry geek, but if you could see the molecular shape of phytic acid, if you want to Google it, it is the most beautiful, symmetrical, artistic, mandala-like molecule. It is just gorgeous. And it's this shape this molecular shape of phytic acid that gives it its incredible, incredible properties, and also is why it's so important and plays such an important role in nature. All right, I got lots to say about phytic acid. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back. back on the Bright Side. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls in just a minute. If you're on hold, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking to Lee Tomlinson, author of the book Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare. Patient Lee Tomlinson is on a mission to restore compassion to healthcare and healthcare professionals and the world at large. We'll talk to Lee Tomlinson at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll get your calls in our we'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so phytic acid's got I'm sure everybody listening to this program or most people listening to this program has heard of phytic acid, but you probably heard of phytic acid as something to avoid, something that you don't want to take with supplements. And there's, you know, some sense to that. Phytic acid, it has a really fascinating ability to chelate. It's a chelating agent. And in fact, that's one of its roles in a seed. It chelates elements to keep them from activating enzymes and waking up the seed too early. Seeds are dormant. They're sleeping. They're sleeping life. They're suspended. They're life in suspended animation. It's like when human beings are going to go to outer space, they're going to keep human beings in suspended animation so they can pass through space and wake up 100 years in the future or 1,000 years in the future. At least that's what you see in these science fiction movies. That's kind of like a seed. A seed is in suspended animation, and it's not supposed to wake up early. It's supposed to wake up when there's water and when there's sun. And so nature has provided, and nature always being wise, has provided the seed with enzyme inhibitors, things that will keep the enzymes from being activated. It also has provided chelating agents like phytic acid to keep minerals from activating enzymes too early. And this is one of, and it's only one of phytic acid's roles. Phytic acid actually has another role that's even more important we'll talk about. But all of this has to do with the unbelievably unique and beautiful and just awe-inspiring, magical, symmetrical, perfect structure of the molecule. It's a magnet, a little circle magnet, with arms, six arms that are spread off of that magnet, off of that circle magnet, in the same distance. They all have the same, they're all perfectly symmetrical. They're reaching out from this magnet at equal lengths. Hope that makes sense. That's kind of a weird way of explaining it. But these arms all have equal lengths, and they're stretching off of this magnet. And that's what gives phytic acid its amazingly, amazingly powerful magnetic properties. The energy of that magnet stretch out into six different arms. It's essentially six magnets. And these six magnets and the center core magnet have an unbelievably powerful ability to pull in especially elements like iron, for example, and calcium and also zinc. These elements are responsible for waking up the seed, but also, as it turns out, toxins and also estrogen. And that's why phytates are so important. In fact, phytic acid has another name. Its other name is called IP6, which you may have heard of, because IP6 has gotten a reputation for being a very important anti-cancer molecule. IP6 stands for inositol phosphate, inositol 6-phosphate, because there's 6 phosphates, there's 6 arms off of this inositol molecule. And I'm going to have a lot more to say about this, and if you guys like this stuff, congratulations, because it's really good to know. But if you don't like this, all of this chemistry, it'll make more sense as I start to explain the benefits and the functionality of this really amazing, amazing phytate or phytic acid molecule. And we'll do that in the coming days on the Bright Side. And we'll also talk about IP6 and how wonderful that is. And we'll also talk about inositol, one of the really underappreciated vitamin-like substances. Your body can make inositol, so it's not technically a vitamin, but it's said to be vitamin-like. In fact, it's given the moniker by some nutritionists at vitamin B8. And we'll talk about that in the coming days on the Bright Side. Lee Tomlinson will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Time to hit the phones, 844-236-6010. Let us go to our friend Chris in Texas. Good morning, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I'm not too concerned about the phytic acid because I did stockpile the NAC. You know, I spent like $50 on, the last 3 bottles of NAC they had in stock. And,
$50 each or $50 for all 3? That's not a bad price for 3.
$50 for all 3, but
that's a good price.
What exactly is the difference between phytic acid and NAC?
That's like saying, what's the difference between an apple and an orange? They're totally different. They're completely different. There's nothing even remotely similar about them, except they both have this ability to magnetically attract things.
NAC has a key, has a molecule of sulfur associated with it, and sulfur is a powerful chelating agent. But phytic acid is absolutely mind-blowing as far as its ability to chelate based on this really fascinating chemical structure. I don't want to get too, you know, wonky with the chemistry here, but have you ever seen those benzene ring things, you know, from high school chemistry? You remember the rings, the circle, basic ring? It's a basic structure in nature, this ring. They call it a benzene ring. This benzene ring has...
I should have taken more chemistry in high school, but guess what? What else is a chelating agent? Glyphosate.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of things that are chelating agents. Glyphosate is one of the hidden nasties that nobody talks about. And you know why nobody talks about it? Because nobody would eat the produce if they knew how nasty that was, glyphosate.
Why do they still sell Roundup in the grocery store?
Because
why?
Nobody cares.
Why is this illegal?
Chris, you care. I care. But we're two people, and maybe everybody listening to this program cares. But you know what? There's 300 million Americans that could give a you-know-what about it. And that's why. That's why our world is the way it is. Because 300 million or more, 7 billion people in the world, you know, that's just the world we live in, Chris. Hey, buddy, I got a motivate. I want to get another call in. Thank you so much for calling.
Right.
I love it when you call. Stay in touch. Thank you. All right, let's go to Ken in Texas. Good morning, Ken. What's going on, buddy? Ken? Well, maybe not. No, Ken? I got you on here, Ken, but I don't hear you.
I'm having problems with the phone.
Ken, what's going on, man?
I want to ask about these oils and eyes.
Oils and eyes. What do you want to talk about?
Well, how do these affect vision and eyes?
Essential fatty acids. It's a great question. It's actually a great question. Let me tell you why it's a great question. Because nobody ever gives essential fatty acids the credit they deserve for eye health and for the health of, for visual health. Now, that's true for a couple of reasons. Number one, omega-3 fatty acids are important in the neural activity of the eye. And that's why I always say mothers who are pregnant or are breastfeeding should be taking essential fatty acids, omega-3, specifically fish oil, DHA and EPA, these two derivative derivatives of essential fatty acids for eye health, for the neural control of the eyes. You know, the eyes are part of the eyes are part of the brain technically. So anything to do with the nervous system and the brain and the eyes, you're going to get benefits from DHA and EPA. But also dry eyes. You know, dry eyes are a really significant problem, and nobody knows what to do with them. And if you go to an eye doctor, you're going to get eye drops for dry eyes, and you may get some superficial temporary benefits. But you're not going to take care of the problem with drops. But you will take care of the problem with vitamin A and with essential fatty acids, particularly omega-6 essential fatty acids, but all your essential fatty acids. So you want to consider dry eye to be, number one, issues with taking or intake of essential fatty acids and vitamin A, perhaps. Vitamin A is a secretion-promoting vitamin. But also, as we get older, we don't absorb our fats as effectively. And fat malabsorption issues are a much bigger problem than anybody realizes, because not only are fats important for secretions, but fats are also anti-inflammatory and inflammatory. And when you're not getting enough fats, essential fatty acids in the diet, that whole balance is thrown off. And we know that there is an inflammatory component to all chronic health challenges. So EFAs are unspeakably valuable for pretty much everything, but when it comes to eyes, for secretions and also for the neural control. Thanks for your call, Ken. Appreciate it. And we got to go. Patient Lee Tomlinson, his book, Compassion Heals from Self-Care to Healthcare, coming up next.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has announced he will take action if Russia is involved in the latest ransomware attacks against thousands of small businesses in America. Dan Araki has more.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack recorded. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who use the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say more than 1,500 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JBS on Memorial Day, where they extorted $11 million from the company.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Monday the gradual easing of pandemic restrictions at the Canada-U.S. border. Canada's restrictions barring non-essential travel with the U.S. will remain in place till at least July 21st. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The mixed messaging from federal agencies informing Americans on pandemic protocols continues to confuse. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Tony Fauci said that fully vaccinated Americans should go the extra step and wear masks when traveling to parts of the country with low vaccination rates. Fauci's comments are at odds with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who said that fully vaccinated Americans are safe from the variants that are circulating in the United States. When it comes to wearing masks in states with low vaccination rates, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor, reminds everyone.
In Mississippi, there's been less than 200 new cases a day over the past week, with only three deaths over the entire week. In Wyoming, less than 80 new cases a day, with one death over the entire week. So if you're in Wyoming or Mississippi, which don't have the kind of vaccine compliance I want or Dr. Fauci wants, what's the chances that you're going to bang into this virus if you're fully vaccinated? Almost zero. So it sends the wrong message, and it gets in the way of a doctor like me trying to convince my patients to get the vaccine.
Extreme violence continues to grip Chicago, Illinois. 95 people were shot in Chicago during the long Independence Day weekend, including two police officers. In all, 16 died from their injuries. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got all our shows archived, plus a search engine. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, you can go to the search engine or head to any of the archive programs. Got 11 years of archived information on brightsideben.com. We also have a blog at pharmacistben.com and videos and news posts, news stories and blog posts as well at criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2255. 2470 and ask about joining the Brightside Ben team and starting a home-based business and helping change the world at the most fundamental and basic level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Also, would like to remind you to please check out our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com, and our 2,000 four- and five-star reviews at Truth Reviewed, with a D, TruthReviewed.com, TruthReviewed.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Lee Tomlinson is the author of the book Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare. Lee has been an award-winning television producer, a movie studio executive. He's a customer service expert and author, former professional athlete, and these days he is completely dedicated to the mission of promoting the Care Effect Movement, which he has presented to various healthcare organizations and groups around the country. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Lee Tomlinson. Hey, Lee.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, Ben. It's good to speak to you.
Yes, it's good to speak to you as well. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You know, compassion is a really interesting word to me. I love words, and I'm fascinated with words. Passion comes from the means to suffer, actually. That's what passion means. And then calm means with. So tell us a little bit about what compassion is about and how it relates to suffering and with suffering.
Holy cow, that one question might take the whole show. Compassion is defined as a willingness to feel the pain of another deeply. Hmm. And it is a willingness because we can stop doing that by choice. And accompanied by an equally intense desire to help relieve that pain of another. So that is compassion. Empathy is what most people think it is. And as I've done a couple of hundred keynotes since my recovery from cancer. When I ask that question of healthcare audiences, it's amazing how difficult it is for them to answer it, you know, to put it into very precise words. Most of them think that it's empathy. I feel deeply your pain. And while that's a very comforting thing to hear from someone, it doesn't do anything to help relieve your pain. So it has to be accompanied by action. So
empathy is just the first step.
Action equals compassion.
Got it. So empathy is just the first step. Why would anybody voluntarily want to feel suffering? I mean, we're all spending our whole lives trying to avoid suffering. But to be compassionate, now you have to actually voluntarily suffer.
Well, the truth is that we actually do. We are genetically bred to... It was never the survival of the fittest. It was survival of the kindest.
Oh, my
goodness.
Because
in the days when we were cavemen, and we had these gigantic creatures trying to eat us, the only way we could survive is not as individuals, but on our own. By banding together with each other to protect each other. So I would have to see, you got bitten by that Tyrannosaurus the other day, and I got bit. How about this? I'll look after you when you go to sleep. You look after me, and hopefully we can survive. And that is, in fact, how we made it through. So compassion is an absolutely normal, inbred quality about us. And when we don't feel it, we're denying our true nature.
Wow, that's actually, in biology, they call it biological altruism. Have you ever heard of that concept?
Yes, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Yep.
So it
is the way we are.
So you have a background in the movies, directing, you were involved with a movie studio of some kind. Tell us your story about how you got to, by the way, when I think of Hollywood, I don't always think of compassion. So it seems like you crossed a Rubicon of some kind and sort of changed your perspective. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I sort of ended up in Hollywood by pure chance. My wife was a very famous costume designer, and I grew up in an area where everybody who lived around me was in the movies. So even though I had never planned whatsoever to be that, but. So, yes, I have been an award-winning producer of television specials for CBS and the American Film Institute. Yes, we own the Culver Studios, the famed Culver Studios, and Build Albuquerque. But as I was reaching sort of the end of that phase of my life, I went into my ENT for an allergy test and walked out 3 hours later with a diagnosis of stage 3/4 throat cancer.
Oh, my God.
Now,
and you were healthy? You were perfectly fine before? No inkling of it?
I was a marathon runner. I was healthy. I exercised regularly. I never drank. I never smoked. I never did any of that sort of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And
how old were you? How old?
I was 62.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I did everything healthfully. I mean, I had, and to when I asked them, actually, well after my cancer, you know, so why in the world did I get this? They looked at me sadly and said, bad luck.
Oh,
there's no reason to predict it. So, but what happened was, what really got me out of, although I sort of gotten back into it, we'll talk to that in a bit about a documentary I'm working on. So after that diagnosis, I fought a grueling battle towards the very end of which I was hospitalized with an unidentifiable septic infection. So now I'm hospitalized with an infection they can't even figure out. I have no immune system, so I might die of that well before I die of the cancer. I was hadn't worked in a year, running up gigantic bills. When I'm sick, I'm a jerk, and my marriage was on the rocks. I didn't know if I'd be able to speak, let alone work.
Wow.
And I was literally at the bottom of, I was as depressed as a human could be. And at the very end of it, when I was hospitalized, if I ever could have used a little bit of human kindness, it was then. I was a complete mess, and it was the exact opposite. I was treated so cruelly, so insensitively, so unkindly.
By the medical model, by doctors, by people you were interacting
doctors,
with in medicine?
By nurses, by,
oh my
by
gosh.
House cleaning, by maintenance, by you name it. They treated me like I was the aging white male in 2212 with advanced cancer
and
a septic infection. And it literally got me to the point where I wanted to die. I gave up. I couldn't stand the pain, which was excruciating. I had unlimited amounts of fentanyl patches, could not stand the pain, could not stand the abuse. I realized that if these people think I'm not worth simple human kindness, they must be right, because I trust them. I put my life in their hands. So I decided to end my life, put on fentanyl patches. I had unlimited amounts of them for the pain, go to sleep, and my family would get a huge key man life insurance policy from the studio. And that's what I planned to do.
Lee, hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. We got to take a commercial.
You got it.
So we'll continue when we come back. Lee Tomlinson is with us. His book, Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare More, with Lee Tomlinson, Professor Lee Tomlinson. He's an adjunct professor at UCLA. Right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming, and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Professor Lee Tomlinson, adjunct professor at UCLA and professional advocate, healthcare advocate, patient advocate, cancer survivor, customer service expert, and Hollywood movie producer, would I say? Is that correct, Lee? Were you a producer?
It is.
Okay.
It is. I am.
Okay, movie producer as well. So I didn't mean to rudely interrupt you there. I apologize. You were talking. You said you talking about your insurance policy. Last you spoke, you're in the hospital. And if you just finish up, and I got a ton of questions I want to ask you.
Long story short is at the end of it, I decided to end my life. I was so depressed by the insensitivity of my care. And was going to put on fentanyl patches to go to sleep, but I didn't know how many. If you put too many on, you go to sleep, you've got to put the right amount on because you go to sleep, you go into a coma. Now I'm a bigger problem. So I decided I was going to ask a doctor friend who was coming to visit the day I got out of the hospital, a former one of your colleagues, Dr. Dean Adele.
Okay.
And he came, and I told him about the abuse I had experienced and my desire to end my life, and he did some remarkable, compassionate things. Number one, he sat down with me. He put his hand on my arm to comfort me, and he apologized for a healthcare system, literally, that had given up on compassion. And he said, Lee, it's despicable, and it's happening more and more and more. There is less compassion than when I started and less every year, and it's costing lives. He said, may I make a suggestion? He was very polite, and I said, yes. He said, how about this? How about you fight, and if you live, how about you spend the rest of your life trying to remind healthcare professionals and the world about the immense healing power of compassion? He said, start a movement or something. Oh, I'm here. I'm dying of cancer. I didn't know what a movement was. But that's exactly what I did. And so my life right now is spent doing one thing, and that is to remind healthcare professionals and the world of the immense healing power of compassion and the necessity of providing it to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to your patients, to your colleagues, if what we want is a kinder, more loving, more healthy world. Simply.
Do you think? So you're cured, or the cancer is gone?
I don't know that any oncologist ever says
right.
cured. However,
that's right.
Mine sort of whispered it to me is, thanks God, I have 5 years what's called NED, no evidence of disease.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome.
Statistically, knock on wood, I am cured.
And you did this, do you think compassion for yourself played a role in it, or did you get compassion from your new healthcare professionals? Where does compassion fit into your healing process?
Yeah, it's central to it. When I go to see anybody in healthcare, if I haven't seen them before, if I'm not treated with kindness, caring, compassion, understanding, sensitivity, I won't go to that doctor, because treating patients in a compassionate environment has been deemed by the World Health Organization to be integral, not optional, integral to the best possible outcomes in the shortest period of time and the best long-term health. So if anybody in healthcare or anywhere else for that matter, because we can all give compassion, wants to give the best chance to someone of overcoming their mental, physical, and emotional pain, they must be treated in a compassionate environment, treated compassionately, or they won't have that.
Now, when you talk about compassion, is it a scientific thing, or is it just the kind of thing like you know it when you feel it? How would I be compassionate specifically to somebody? I have a friend whose mom is dying. What would I do specifically? Would it be like I'd be like physical, touching them, talking to them, listening to them? How does it look like? Does it look like?
Yes, all of those. Compassion is anything that you can do to help relieve the pain. It's to do whatever that person indicates to you, however they indicate it, however you feel inclined. If you desire to help relieve their pain, you can ask them. You can be kind, you can be considerate, you can be helpful, you can do whatever it is you think you can do or they ask you to do that would relieve their pain. It's really that simple. You can't go wrong. If you walk around the world every day and are aware, conscious of not only yourself, but of everybody else, you'll see pain every 5 seconds.
Everybody has that existential pain. Yeah.
Everybody is fighting great pain, existential and literal.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It's the human condition. It's the human condition.
Who do you know, or look at your own life, who do you know that's gone through life and can say, never had any loss?
Nobody.
Never had any grief?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. But we think it's not normal. We don't believe it's normal. We think we're weird. Individuals think, I got to fix it. I got to correct it. I got to do something about it. But it's part of just being human. It's part of our brain, our hardwiring, don't you think?
Well, it is. Well, of course it is. I mean, pain is pain is pain. And everybody experiences pain of one sort or another. We may not have all ended up in the hospital, for whatever that means. But we all have pain. And so all of us crave connection with other human beings. That is how we are genetically bred, to connect. And when we don't get it, like what has happened during COVID, that's part of the reason why there's so much discord and violence and disagreement and chaos in the world, is because we've been unable to be in the physical presence of others and receive that connective power that literally has been scientifically proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. There's a great book out there called Compassionomics, which summarizes every single study ever done on the power of compassion to determine whether or not it actually has medical benefits, measurable or not.
Yeah.
And it unequivocally proves it absolutely does, and it is critical to the best outcomes if the goal is medical, mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual pain. Must be compassionately treated if what you want is the best, quickest result.
Is there a difference between love and compassion?
You know, love is one of those words that goes back 1,000 years, 10 million years, and it's one of those words that has so many definitions. I would ask somebody, you know, more religious than I am.
Is it a religious thing?
Certainly. Well, I don't mean that as a, I'm just saying it's not scientific. You know, I would rather define it as compassion, which has definite, clear scientific definitions. But I would say that expressing compassion in pretty much everywhere I've ever been in my lifetime would be identified as having been compassionate by providing loving acts. Was the way Dr. Edel dealt with me at my lowest moment loving? In my book, absolutely. No question whatsoever. Was the way that the people treated me in that hospital from hell loving? I don't think anybody would say yes to that. So, you know, without trying to specifically define the word love, I would say that compassion is absolutely an expression of love, not only for others, but for ourselves. Because before we can be, since we all have pain, compassion requires we look deeply within inside ourselves, discover our own pain, and never, ever take it out on anybody else.
Mm.
If we're overcome with our own pain, we can't give love to other people. We're expressing pain, not
self-compassion.
Love.
That's where self-compassion comes in. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you think there's a relationship between I got so much I want to ask you. Do you think there's a relationship between fear and lack of compassion? Do you think fear keeps us from being compassionate?
100%.
Uh-huh.
100%. Somebody who's happy, somebody who's thrilled, somebody who's joyous in life never goes to a mall and shoots people. Ever.
Yeah.
People who commit crimes are in deep, deep, deep pain. That doesn't excuse it, but it's absolutely the cause of it. And they are literally trying to survive, and that's how they've learned to survive.
Yeah.
It's not the best way. It's not the healthiest way for anybody. But yes, pain absolutely causes it.
So as a culture, we pay the price for our lack of compassion because we're all shopping the store and somebody's going to shoot us. You know, we're all living on this edge because we're not compassionate as a culture. Lee, there's so much I want to talk to you about. I hope you'll come back on. Thank you. Thanks for being with us. Lee Tomlinson, author of the book Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare, Patient Lee Tomlinson. Get the book. It's available on Amazon and it's available on Kindle. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Lee. Appreciate it very much. Best of luck to you.
My pleasure.
Take care, man. That's Lee Tomlinson, his book, Compassion Heals, From Self-Care to Healthcare. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.